So, Mary, now that I've seen your pictures up close and personal, very provocative, a lot of these photos. What takes you there?
I think I think they're more sort of sensual, kind of romantic, a little bit sexy. They're kind of thing. I think the female form is very sexy, and people, you know, I think I take pictures of dancers backstage and models backstage, and it's very physical. And also, on the, I like to take the grainy black and white film, and it really lends itself well to skin. And, you know, I think it's interesting. I don't purposely take provocative pictures, but when I see them in the gallery here, I kind of realize that's what's interesting about being a photographer, is almost you sort of take pictures, and then when you put them up, it's almost like a bit of a psychology, you know, you go in and you're like, oh, this is what I like to observe, and this is what catches my eye. It's interesting.
And they're very large when they're blown up. Do you take that into account when you're shooting?
I don't. I go for the moment, and then what we do usually is look at the image, and then from there I kind of see what size would lend itself well. But I do really like them large now, because when they're large I kind of can look at it and really see things that maybe I wouldn't notice when they're a smaller print. It sort of carries me into it a bit more. So, yeah.
How would you describe this show called Developing? What will people see when they come here?
It's my developing style and my developing interests. It shows, it really, this exhibition really shows what interests me, and I think that I'm really drawn to people that are very, I'm drawn to people that are, I'm drawn to people that really are devoted to what they do and are, you know, have a passion, and I think you'll see a bit of passion here.
And you have your passion of your own in these photos. They're just beautiful.
Thank you. I love private views like this and exhibitions, because it really gives me a connection with people looking at my pictures, and I get that feedback that is really important. You know, it's really, it validates what I'm doing. It's really good.
Absolutely. And just briefly, how much influence have your parents had on your work?
My parents have had a lot of influence on my work, because they, I grew up around photography with my mother, but also my mother and my father liked collecting photography books and going, taking us to exhibitions. So without really knowing it, I've grown up around photography for many different reasons. So they've been a big influence on what interests me. I've got a similar taste to them, I think. So yeah, they introduced me to some beautiful work growing up, and that sort of ingrained itself into my style, I hope.
Would Dad approve of the naughty bits?
I think Dad, they're not really that naughty. They're not kind of, they're more sort of a bit sensual, you know, it's skin and the female form. It's not sort of, I haven't purposefully made people take their clothes off. I'm in environments with dancers and backstage where there is a lot of skin and flesh. It's not contrived. So, you know, I think he would approve.
They're beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.